These are the headline stories from newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 4th, 1918. Nationally, the Third Liberty Loan campaign has gone beyond the $3 billion mark and is heading toward $4 billion. Locally, the Elgin campaign was $200,000 past the initial quota and has set a new goal of $900,000. Elgin Boy Scouts completed a campaign of their own and added $115,000 in sales to the local total. The Elgin Draft Board indicated there would be 80 to 100 young men added to the National Army in late May from Elgin. The boys will head with others to Camp Grant in Rockford for their initial training. Local Exemptions Board Chair H.D. Hemmons suggested that any speculation is just that. Numbers for the local conscription to service will be a decision of the Army. Numbers may also change if those who turned 21 in the past year are to register for service in June. Two large fires destroyed barns in Cary and in Wasco. The fires destroyed a model barn in McHenry County on the C.L. Smith farm between Algonquin and Cary. The barn was valued at more than $5,000. The Johnson Brothers farm near Wasco was also lost to fire. It was valued at $20,000. The Smith barn fire was discovered just after midnight, and Smith and his farmhands were able to evacuate 35 head of cattle. 18 head of cattle perished when the barn roof collapsed. The Johnson's barn fire emitted sparks carried on the wind and ignited fires that damaged several homes near the farm. Elgin's Commercial Club will assist in the Memorial Day observance in Elgin. Its president, H.S. Pearsall, indicated the club had also passed a resolution calling on the president and Congress to establish a federal authority with centralized powers over highway policy for the nation. Copies of the resolution were delivered to the president, Senator Sherman and Lewis, and Congressman Copley. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.